You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello, everybody. Yes, so another exciting episode of the Breadline Show brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial, or online. If you're having problems with Centrelink or a job provider, give one of our volunteers a call at the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on 1800 289 848 between 10 AM to 2 PM Monday to Friday, or you can send us an email at ruw.org.au. And I'd just like to tell you the union is closing down from the 16th of December to the 6th of January. And so are mutual obligations. They're all put on pause at the same date, 16th of December to the 6th of January, the same as us. So while we're gone, please try not to have your payments suspended. That'd be good. All right, now let's keep moving on. So let's go to an interview that I recorded last week. And I'm speaking to Dave Beck about the new document signing centre at the Victorian Pride Centre. So let's have a listen to that. Hello, Dean. Thank you for joining us. Can I start by asking what your title is and what your role
is? Well, I'm a Justice of the Peace.
Yes.
And my role is as the coordinator of the document signing centre at the Victorian Pride Centre.
Right.
That's located in Fitzroy Street in St Kilda.
Great. Why do you need a document signing centre at the Victorian Pride Centre?
Well, I think that all Victorians should have the right to have the availability of a JP free from fear, intimidation, discrimination and coercion. And presently, or until this document signing centre opened, the only place you could get documents signed was at a police station or law court within a 10-kilometre radius of Melbourne CBD.
Mm, right.
And not everyone I know is really that comfortable going into police stations or law courts with their very personal items and their address, etc., exposed to police. So we thought it was pretty important that we have a neutral sort of community-based territory.
Right. So just how big a problem is that for transgender people trying to get documents signed in a police station, for instance?
Well, I think it's difficult for all people. You don't have to be transgender. You might be from a First Nations background, you might be from an LGBTI background.
Mm.
You might just be an everyday Aussie that just doesn't like walking into police stations because you don't feel very comfy with it. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
St Kilda Police Station, for example, has got a bit of a history with dealing with trans people.
Right.
Not a very good one. I think it's important that you have a neutral space where people can feel safe and can feel comfortable to bring their very personal documents to have them.
Right. I'm reading a report from the Australian Association of Honorary Justices, and it says in part that the Victorian government has committed to improving police responses to the transgender communities. So basically that sounds like an attitude adjustment, albeit in a positive way, of course. Would that be a fair description?
Well, look, they've committed to ensure that police undergo training regarding issues pertaining to LGBTIQA plus communities.
Mm.
I can't speak on behalf of government or the police, But what I can say is that individuals on a one-to-one basis still experience discrimination and behaviour that is, I think, less than exemplary from the Victorian Police towards them if they're from a queer background.
Yeah, that's incredible in this day and age.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
And as for the JPs that man the Document Signing Centre, what training and or resources do they receive in dealing with transgender community?
Yeah, look, that's a really good question, and the answer is very simple. We've got 13 other JPs and myself that work at the Document Signing Centre on a roster. We've all undergone specific training to execute documents specifically for the trans community, things like births, deaths and marriages, change of sex document, change of name document. We've also done training on things like self-insemination, female partner of a mother. There's a whole list of birth, death and marriage documentation that is specific to the LGBTIQA plus communities, and we've undergone that training, and we've also had further training around the use and sensitivity of pronouns.
Yeah, that's great. And at the moment, you're only operating on a Sunday?
Look, we are. That's through to the end of 2024. We're open on the Sundays.
Uh-huh.
We will be open in 2025, but we're struggling at the moment. The Pride Centre has taken it upon themselves to possibly close on Sundays in 2025.
Right.
Which is very disappointing from my point of view. And so we're working with them to find an alternative. It might be Saturdays, but we do intend to have our official launch on Sunday, the 2nd of February. But as for our permanent day of operation in 2025, we're going to do our best to continue on a Sunday for as long as we can.
Yep.
But we may have to move to Saturday. That might just end up being the case.
Right. Yeah, well, that'd be very disappointing if you had to close down again. Well, I'm afraid we're out of time now, Dean. Thanks very much for your time.
But, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
But just before we go, I would just like to thank, I would just like to, on behalf of Bradline, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, and I'm sure I speak on behalf of 3CR Community Radio, thank you, and to the rest of your team for the great work that you're doing towards the inclusivity and understanding of the transgender community, First Nations people and other minority groups.
Yeah, look, we just want to supply our services in a safe space for all Victorians.
Yeah, that's great. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us, Dean.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, so again, that was Dean Beck, JP, who is the coordinator for the Document Signing Centre, and another 13 JPs who are all volunteering their time at the centre. At the moment, it's operating only on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and the location is at the Victorian Pride Centre, 79 to 81 Fitzroy Street, St Kilda. Now, the Anti-Poverty Centre, Parents for Climate, Sweltering Cities and People Suffering from High Energy Costs have delivered $173 million energy bill to Origin Energy Headquarters, launching the Stop the Bill Shock campaign. The figure is the estimated cost for the company to wipe clean overdue amounts from its 98,000 electricity companies currently on the hardship program with the company. We are calling on all energy companies to wipe debts and stop price gouging because of the huge increase in customers on hardship plans, which place many people in a debt trap where they are never able to repay the full amount they owe or switch to a cheaper provider. The country's largest energy companies are making eye-watering profits at the same time as the number of people on an energy hardship plan increases dramatically, exposing deeply unfair outcomes for people struggling with their bills. In addition to calling for energy retailers to wipe debt, the Stop the Bill Shock campaign is also pushing for changes to ensure customers can switch to cheaper providers and a fairer pricing. Stop the Bill Shock coordinator, Anti-Poverty Centre spokesman Jay Coonan said, "Energy companies keep getting caught out by the regulator for doing dodgy stuff. It's time they stop their BS and stop pushing more and more of us into debt. Energy debt is going up every year and it's because of energy retailer greed. Ordinary people just trying to meet their basic needs are being punished with price hikes in service of massive profits for huge companies like Origin and AGL. Energy debt must be wiped, but this is only a first step. We need strong regulation, prevent pricing gouging, and guarantee that customers can always switch to the cheapest plan available." Well, let's hope they're successful in that. Okay, we've come to the end of our show now, and coming up next week, for those who are struggling a bit, we'll be giving some hints on where to find some help with Christmas food. So until next week, goodbye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.